Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, warrant war.
We want it released. We want full and complete transparency for the American people.
A hearing set for later today as the pressure mounts to release that affidavit related to the search of Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department pushing back, arguing releasing the document could damage the ongoing investigation. We're live with a full report. Then, the art of teaching.
Kids learn best if they feel cared for.
Jenna's conversation with a veteran educator who spent more than three decades in the classroom. The advice for parents he's sharing with us this back-to-school season, and what he's saying about the challenges facing teachers today. And using their voice, new stars set to join the hit reality competition. From Charlie Puth to Camila Cabello, we'll tell you about the major musicians changing the game. Today, Thursday, August 18th, 2022.
Escondido, California, on our mother-daughter graduation trip.
Hi to our grandparents watching in Montreal.
From Tacoma, Washington,
on a trip with my girls.
From Dunn, North Carolina,
celebrating my birthday on the Today Show.
Happy birthday. So good to see you. We're glad you're back. Happy you're with us this Thursday morning.
Yeah, good to have you along with us, guys. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to have some tips for saving money on your prescription drugs. This is big. You can even skip insurance to get those savings.
Vicky Nguyen is going to walk us through. That's tomorrow.
All right. We want to get right to your news at 8 o'clock because there is a lot going on this morning. This could be a pivotal day for former President Donald Trump. A judge will hear arguments about releasing the affidavit that led to the search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. And longtime financial chief of Trump's business empire is expected to plead guilty in a tax case. NBC's Sam Brock's got it all covered for us this morning. Hey, Sam, good morning.
A lot going on, Hoda. Good morning. A small federal courthouse here in Palm Beach County behind me is about to become the center of the political universe at 1 o'clock Eastern today. Talking to legal experts, they say that it is extremely unlikely, if not borderline impossible, Hoda, that a federal judge would override guidance from the DOJ, which has said that unsealing the information in this affidavit could compromise their investigation, could compromise future witnesses, may even impact national security, given the fact that highly classified documents are at the core of the conversation that we're talking about. What is possible is that the judge may agree to unseal a portion of that affidavit, but what would that look like? More than likely, it would be heavily redacted. And Hoda, we are not clear at this point as to when this decision might come. It's possible it's today, but the judge is under no obligation to set a time today or in the future. So we'll find out, though, in a matter of hours. As for the other big news that you mentioned, Alan Weisselberg, the former CFO of the Trump Organization, is expected today to plead guilty to 15 charges related to tax fraud and not paying taxes on $1.7 million worth of income as part of the plea agreement that he came to. He is going to be testifying in court against the Trump Organization, but more materially, there is no indication, Hoda, that he would plan to cooperate or testify against his former boss, the former President Donald Trump. Hoda, that's the very latest here. Let me send it back to you.
All right, Sam Brock for us in West Palm. Sam, thanks.
We're going to turn now to new concerns about the upcoming flu season. Health experts are pointing to data from Australia, which is nearing the end of its worst flu season in 5 years. And they're saying it's a sign of what could be to come here in the U.S. NBC medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar is here this morning with what we need to know. You know, we've warned about this before, the twindemic, the idea that we could have COVID and the flu season. It didn't really materialize. What makes this year different and potentially more concerning?
I know, right? This is the third season now that we're heading into this possibility of a twindemic, and I know that we were happily not experiencing that, and it was really because we were all wearing masks and kids weren't in school and people were working remotely, and that helped to protect us from COVID and it helped to protect us from flu. And as we said in the lead, Australia has experienced its worst flu season in 5 years, which is very concerning. So while the CDC says we can't exactly predict what's going to happen based on that, they are on high alert. And I think even more concerning, guys, is that the age group that has seems to be affected, was affected or is being affected in Australia more are kids between the ages of 5 and 9, and then 4 and under and young teens, which again, because our kids haven't been exposed to flu in the last 2 years, they don't have that immunity built up to protect them.
Flu shots are important, and it matters when you get it. They're available now, so it there may be people who are really diligent saying, well, I'll go get mine tomorrow.
Right.
But will it last you through flu season?
Exactly. So basically, the recommendations for flu shots, it's 6 months and older. Anyone is eligible for a flu shot. We generally recommend that folks get it in September or by the end of October. If, however, you belong in these two groups, if you are a pregnant woman in your third trimester, or you are a child under the age of 9 and need 2 shots because you've never had the flu shot before, it is recommended to start now. You can get it as soon as it's available, and some places are already, they're already rolling the flu shot out. And I do want to make a point just to parents out there, caregivers.
Yeah.
Your child might be eligible for 2 shots if in previous years they only got 1 flu shot. CDC might be recommending to get 2 shots this year if you're under the age of 9. So please talk to your pediatrician about whether or not you should start now.
Really quickly, safe to get the flu vaccine in conjunction with others?
Absolutely. Okay. You can get them on the same day. You can even get them on the same arm. I think we did we did your flu shots last year this also, and just to remind people what the risk, you know, who is at greatest risk for flu complications, 65 and older, young children, people who are immunocompromised, have chronic health conditions, and pregnant ladies.
All right, Dr. Azar, thank you so much.
Well, we got some great news for Lakers fans this morning. Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James has reportedly agreed to a 2-year contract extension worth just over $98 million. The deal is said to include an option for the 2024-2025 season. And here's why that's especially interesting. His oldest son, Bronny, standout player himself, is going to be a high school senior this year. So that makes him eligible for the 2024 draft. So conceivably, dad could play with King James, who turns 38 this year. He could play with his dad before he retires.
Wow. Could that please happen?
That would be so cool.
I think it probably will happen.
Really?
I think that's precisely
that's why
he's decided to
stretch it out.
That's neat.
Yeah. Just ahead on Pop Stars, Jimmy Fallon. What had Jimmy saying, yes, chef, to the star of that hit show, The Bear?
And then an education expert sharing his wisdom from 30 years in the classroom. He's got a new book. It's for teachers, but it's for parents, too. Jenna's got that. And his number one piece of advice, right after this. Back now, we are celebrating a massive success thanks to you. Yesterday, we launched a special back-to-school drive with AdoptAClassroom.org, hoping to provide much-needed materials to teachers and students across the country.
And thanks to your generosity, we are excited to announce that AdoptAClassroom.org has raised more than $42,000 so far. If you have not joined the movement, folks, and you still want to learn how you can, just take out the phone, scan that QR code. QR code's right there, bottom left hand of your screen. The mission far from over.
Yeah, we are continuing our celebration of teachers this morning. And that, of course, is why Jenna's here. She's got the story of one retiree who is sharing 3 decades of expertise to help new teachers get ready for the school year. Jenna, you fell in love,
I fell in love. Philip Doan is a retired teacher with more than 30 years under his belt. He learned so much teaching third and fourth grade that in his new book, The Art of Teaching Children, he shares that wisdom. Tell me why you decided to go into teaching.
I had the greatest third grade teacher, and I wanted to be just like her.
Philip Doan always knew he wanted to be a teacher. And more than 3 decades later, he has lots of wisdom to share. In his new book, The Art of Teaching Children, he shares his advice for teachers.
What would you say to those that are thinking about embarking on a teaching career?
My number one bit of advice for those going into the profession would be to establish relationships with the children. Kids learn best if they feel cared for.
And for the hard days when teachers feel overwhelmed and overworked, Mr. Doan recommends keeping a teacher journal.
One of the keys to staying in the game is delighting in the students. When they say something or do something funny, enjoy their kidness.
And write it down. You wrote down all the funny things your kids did. And
yes.
And some of those stories Mr. Doan shares, like the little girl who volunteered to use the word desperate in a sentence during a vocabulary lesson.
And this little 9-year-old sat up on the end of her chair and announced, Cleopatra was so desperate for Mark Anthony that she ripped all of her clothes off.
Today, we're facing a teacher shortage, and teachers' jobs are harder than ever. According to the National Education Association, more than half of educators are thinking about leaving earlier than they'd planned. Mr. Doan's advice? Focus on the arts.
We've experienced a global pandemic.
Yes.
And teachers really have taken the brunt of some of that trauma themselves.
Well, there's no question that the pandemic absolutely turned teaching upside down and education upside down. And one of the areas where it took its heaviest toll was in the area of mental health for children. Participation in the arts can bring comfort, it can bring healing, it can create a sense of well-being in children. Mm-hmm. So how do we do that? You have kids draw and paint and sing and dance and make things with their hands, and it's very restorative.
Mr. Doan offers advice for parents too. Read to your children often, for as long as they'll let you. Talk to your children. It helps increase their vocabulary. And sing with your kids.
If you do these things with children, you are establishing rapport with these children. You're also improving their learning advantage.
Yeah. It also is a time of year where parents are trying to get their kids ready. What advice do you have for parents?
Sometime before the school year starts, have an open conversation with your children about how they feel.
Yeah.
Because children are nervous. It's natural.
Yeah.
And one of the best ways to do it is to share an experience about when you were nervous going back to school, and that also really helps. Okay, can we scoot your chairs?
We wanted to see Mr. Doan's teacher skills in action, so we invited some friends to read one of my favorite books.
Okay, y'all ready? We're gonna read it to you and we'll see what you think. The kids in room 207 were misbehaving again.
Today, let's just be terrible, they said. Not so fast, hissed an unpleasant voice.
Uh-oh.
Reading with Mr. Doan made me nostalgic for my time as a teacher. It's a demanding job, but a wonderful one, too. A job teachers wouldn't trade for anything.
I actually said to a colleague who was like, how can you even do this? You haven't trained for this. And I said, I had to make sure that 24 8-year-olds were engaged every single day. That's far harder than live TV.
That is absolutely right.
There's very few jobs where you touch a life like you do as a teacher. Why is it so rewarding?
I always say we don't get the bonuses, we don't get the company car, we don't get the stock options, but you get those moments with those children. I call them melt moments.
And we have now all melted into the couch. Mr. Doan has so much more amazing advice in the book. But the biggest takeaway was how much he loved his kids. Okay, another simple way Mr. Doan said parents can support their kids and teachers, and this is really smart, send in a handwritten note to each of your kids' teachers at the beginning of the year just to say, I'm here, you know, I'm Vale's mom, I'm Haley's mom, and if you need me, here's my email, here's my phone number. It'll make the teacher's day, and I actually still have a letter that one of my students wrote me all about my cat, Bernadette, who lives with my parents. Yeah. But anyway, it's another story. So thank you to Book Culture. It's a great bookstore for letting us use their store for the interview and to buy The Art of Teaching Children, which it really is an art.
Yeah.
Head to today.com/shop.
I mean, you're a former teacher. I feel like when I look at you, whenever you're around kids, that's when the lights go on extra bright. So what is it? You taught for a while. What were the things you took away or that you learned?
Yeah, I mean, I think that teaching is dynamic and it's hard, you know? And so I think if we go in as parents appreciating our kids' teachers and saying, how can we help you? What can we do?
Yeah.
It really makes a huge difference. So just make sure you see your kids' teachers, really see them, you know, and tell them they're appreciated. Because as we know, there's a teacher shortage. That's because teachers aren't appreciated in this culture. Or paid.
And they may only hear from parents when there's a problem.
Yeah, don't be that parent, because you might need to be, but be the one that starts on the positive note with the note that just says, I'm here and nice to meet you.
And thank you.
My mother was a retired teacher more than 30 years. And one of my great joys is when we're out sometimes in South Carolina.
Yes.
And an old student will come up to her, a student who's like my age.
Yeah.
Say, oh, Miss Melvin, you remember me from 4th? And so clearly teachers have such a lasting impact.
Yes.
on children.
I bet she remembers them,
too. Oh, she does.
Knows the names,
all
the whole
them.
Thing.
Yeah.
That is the best gift. Yeah. And that's what Mr. Doan said, too, is that he'll be in the grocery store and somebody will come up and say, remember me. I remember the lesson you did on.
Wow.
And that's the great gift of teaching.
I love
Jenna,
that.
We love great you. Story. All right, let's turn it over to Mr. Roker and get a check of the forecast.
All right, guys, we love our teachers and we love giving you some of the weather. There we go. We're looking at a little wet weather making its way into the Pacific Northwest. Strong storms stretching from Texas all the way down into the lower Mississippi River Valley. Little wet weather in New England where we need the rain as well. 60s and 70s there. 80s as you get into the Ohio River Valley. Much warmer as we make our way to the west. 90s and 100s. Interior sections of California. Record highs in the Pacific Northwest with that monsoonal moisture. We are watching for flood watches in the Southwest. Strong storms along the Gulf. Beautiful weather in the Northeast. Few showers up into New England with sunshine in the upper Mississippi and Ohio River Valleys. Don't forget, if you're heading out the door, take us with you. Sirius XM Channel 108, because you do not want to miss the best time of the morning. Pop start, pop star.
I'll try to do Carson some justice, all right? So first up, The Voice. Speaking of Carson, we know he's been busy lately as the hit competition show gears up for season 22. And yesterday, the coaches revealed which superstar musicians will be joining them this year as the season's battle advisors. All right, take a look at this lineup here. Starting off with Team Gwen, she's bringing in Grammy-winning rapper, singer-songwriter Sean Paul to help out her crew. The pair has already shown that they make a great pair. In fact, just last month, they teamed up on a single. It's called Light My Fire. As for her husband, Blake Shelton, he's joining forces with fellow country superstar Jimmy Allen. Cool. Now, over on Team Legend, John is teaming up with Grammy-winning R&B singer Jasmine Sullivan. And finally, new coach Camila Cabello has invited Charlie Puth to give her team a hand this season. What a fun season. We can't wait to see how they do. The Voice premiere September 19th right here on NBC. I don't know how Carson does it. He's flying all over the place. Yeah. All right, next up, Taylor Hawkins. Yesterday, Paramount announced new details for a special tribute in honor of the Foo Fighters drummer, the late drummer. The Hawkins family and his band will remember Taylor at a star-studded tribute concert in September. Set for Wembley Stadium in the UK, the show will feature some of music's biggest names, including Mark Ronson, Stuart Copeland from The Police, and Metallica's Lars Ulrich. And it's all for a good cause. Money raised at the concert will benefit a few charities selected by the Hawkins family. You can find that September 3rd on Paramount Plus. All right, next up, on your marks, get set. Bake. We are talking about the Great British Baking Show. Jim, were you talking about
that? Oh, I'm obsessed with that.
I thought so. The beloved series, known for being the kindest competition on television, is coming to the States.
What?
So yesterday, the Roku channel gave a first look at the Great American Baking Show. That's what they're going to call this one. It's a new 6-episode series. It will look a lot like its British counterpart. Contestants will work under the iconic Great White Tent, which I guess you're familiar with.
Yeah.
And just take a look at the team leading the project. So they have celebrity chef Paul Hollywood, restaurateur Prue Leaf. They've signed on to resume their duties as judges. I love this. Office star Ellie Kemper. And Severance actor Zach Cherry will be making their baking show debut as co-hosts.
Okay, cool.
So the new season or the new series is set to start streaming next year.
I love it. So. I just hope they still make those like strange British desserts though. You ever watch it? They'll be like, make a pudding.
What's the premise? Like, you just bake
it's
it?
Yeah, they're just baking. But they're kind. But everyone's nice to each other and it's super creative.
Okay.
It's like a nice thing to watch to just relax and feel happy.
We'll take kindness and creativity, right? All right, from Breaker or Great Bakers to Great Beer Runs. Have you heard about this? Next up is Zac Efron. A new trailer is out for the actor's next big screen project. It's called The Greatest Beer Run Ever.
Yes, right.
And yes, this is based on the true story of Chickie Donahue.
Story.
Yep. The movie is about how one New Yorker traveled to Vietnam in 1967 to deliver cases of beer to his hometown buddies fighting abroad. And you guys are right. If this all sounds familiar, it might be because a couple of years ago, our own Kerry Sanders spoke with Chickie and one of his veteran friends about this epic story.
Wow.
Rounding out that cast is Bill Murray. You saw that. Russell Crowe and West Side Story actor Kyle Allen. The Greatest Beer Run Ever. It hits theaters and on Apple TV Plus September 30th. So, true story.
Sounds good. That's going to be a good one. Okay, Chanel, thank you. We have much more coming up right after this.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Thursday morning. We got a great crowd here at Rockefeller Center. Click.
Oh!
Uh-oh. People.
Look out.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Gosh.
Y'all, it's on. It's on. It's on. And don't forget, tomorrow, Panic at the Disco will be here on our city concert stage. They got a new album dropping Friday, and we'll be here to hear it live.
You know, believe me, there's nothing good going on down there.
I'm trying to help you with your microphone.
All of a sudden, there's a call to HR.
We'll fix it later. Okay, here.
We'll fix it later.
Thank you.
We've got fan passes available, by the way, for the two other big concerts coming up. First, Grammy winner for Best Country Album, Mickey Guyton. She's going to be here next Friday, August 26th. And then we're opening up fan passes for another country favorite, six-time Grammy winner, Brandi Carlile.
Oh, wow.
She'll be rocking the Plaza on September 2nd.
So that's
for all
a good
the information, it's today.com/concert.
Those are going to be fun. We'll be right back.
This morning on Today Food, we got one of our favorites in the house. You guys, look who's back. Katie Lee Bigel. First co-host of The Kitchen on the Food Network. Well, now she's taking on a new adventure. She's got a movie coming out.
Oh.
Can you believe, did you know this?
Oh, yes.
It's called Groundswell. It's based on her best-selling novel.
Wow.
Katie's an executive producer on the project. We want to talk about that, and she's going to feed us. Okay, we want to talk about a couple of new things in your life.
Yes.
First of all, a movie?
Yes, a movie. I can't believe it. So this book came out in 2011, and here we are in 2022, and it's just becoming a movie and taken on a whole new life. And it was so much fun to do this project. I got to be in it. I have a little cameo.
Cool.
Played myself, so it wasn't a stretch. But a lot of fun.
And now you're the biggest project you've been working on since the beginning is little baby Iris. I can't believe almost two.
She's turning two in like 2 weeks.
Wow. Look at her.
It goes way too fast.
Are
we have the best time. Yeah, she's the sweetest little thing. And she started cooking with me now.
Aww. She did.
Yeah.
And she's going to nursery
school. She says,
school.
Cook.
She does.
She sits up on the counter and she likes to whisk flour and have it go everywhere.
All right, well, let's get busy because we want to cook. You've got some steaks you're making
for us.
Okay,
so we are making a steak and noodle salad and it has mango and kale. This has kind of been my salad of the summer.
Okay.
I've made this so much.
Okay.
So I've got our ginger here. You know, a lot of people peel it. I just kind of leave a peel on. And
leave it. What do you grate it or chop it?
So you can grate it or chop it.
Okay.
If you freeze it, it grates really easily.
Oh.
So it's a really easy way to do it.
Yeah.
Or you can cut it into little slices
like
and then mince it up.
All right, so what do you do
with
it?
All right, so let's make our marinade.
Okay.
You want to put that
in here for me? Mm-hmm.
So I've got some avocado oil in here. You can use vegetable oil.
Okay.
We've got our soy sauce.
Lime juice. Oh, lime juice. Okay.
Yeah. And we've got a little honey. I'm sorry, that's sesame oil.
And then
brown sugar.
Brown sugar. Okay, so
I think that sugar is really important in a marinade.
Why?
It just increases the flavor. You get that salty, sweet thing going, but it also helps your meat to caramelize. And we are using skirt steak. So skirt steak is a thinner cut.
Yeah.
You know, you want to
mix it up. We get it.
So you want to marinate this for a couple hours.
Okay.
You can do it overnight.
Right.
And that way, since skirt steak cooks so quickly, that sugar is going to help you get that nice char.
Okay.
And another thing to help you get the good char is to take some paper towels and blot it dry. I know that this seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, you're taking the marinade off. Yeah.
But that's what helps you get that great crust on it.
Don't you love that sound?
Love that sound.
So, when you say it cooks quick, how quick?
Oh, you only need a couple minutes per side because I like to keep it medium rare.
Mm, mm. How
All right.
Well?
like very good.
It smells
so
good.
Yummy.
Nice little crust on it.
The ginger and the garlic makes it.
Okay, so how do you make the rest of the salad?
So we're gonna do a nice big salad. Anybody who watches The Kitchen knows that I'm obsessed with kale.
Okay.
I still love a kale salad all these years later. So I like to get it nice and finely shredded. So for the cabbage, I do it the same way. Just take your knife through. But if you have a food processor, you can put the slicing blade on and it'll do that like that.
Okay.
So really quickly. So we're gonna do some carrot ribbons for this. You just wanna take your vegetable peeler
and pull it through. Okay.
And you'll get those nice thin carrot slices.
And what's going on here?
Good. We've got some thinly sliced mango.
Okay.
So the movie takes place in Hawaii. So got a little fruity element here with the mango.
What's the plot of the movie?
So the plot of the movie, Emma, who's played by Lacey Chabert, is a line cook. She quits her job, has a breakup, and she goes to Hawaii and kind of finds herself through surfing. And there's, of course, some romance.
Who plays the handsome man?
Hector Rivera. He's fabulous, and they really heat up the screen together.
Okay.
That a good toss. Okay. I'm going to slice up our steak over here.
Wait, these are cooked noodles in here,
cooked
right?
Cooked noodles. So those are udon noodles, but you can use spaghetti if you don't want udon.
All right.
I've got fresh mint, fresh cilantro, some jalapeno in there.
And then the peanuts are nice. That adds a nice little element.
Yeah, give you a little crunch.
And what do you
do? This salad has a lot of crunch and texture to it.
Is there a way to cut it?
You want to cut against the grain
against the
steak. Toss it all together. We've got it here.
Okay. Is it yummy?
I always like a little end piece of the steak that gets
crunchy.
Yummy. Yeah.
What's the story of the drink, Katie?
So we've got a Mai Tai here. Mai Tai, of course, this is like the drink of Hawaii. And it's a little bit strong.
Let's see. What's in a Mai Tai?
It's a rum drink. There's orange, pineapple.
It's not overpowering.
Maybe we're used to stronger drinks.
Now, we've had stronger drinks.
So you had a couple.
It's, you know, the morning hour,
this
right?
This is the one that hits you later.
Yeah.
Okay, I always feel like there's fruit juice in it, so it's a smoothie.
That's what you think. Very good. Katie Lee, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Katie's going to come back and be with us again in the fourth hour. And you can get this recipe at today.com/food. Groundswell premieres this Sunday. This Sunday, your first movie, 9 Eastern on the Hallmark Movies and Mysteries channel, which
is a
channel everybody's obsessed with.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment, but first, this is Today on NBC.
Cheers, Katie.
Yummy, Katie.
Mm.
Good.
We have time for birthdays, so let's get her done.
Yeah. Well, you know, you want to be
Where
able
are you
to.
Going?
I want to be able to toast people.
Oh, yeah. Because you
just
want
your second Mai Tai.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's going to be a great third hour
the
today.
First one.
Oh. Let's start off with Eva Anderson from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She is an active volunteer. You know what? For her 94th birthday, Eva was invited on stage at a Blake Shelton concert.
Oh, awesome.
We cannot wait to see what you've got planned for this big one, Eva. Now, let's keep our jars moving. We've got Harriet Hanna of Tuskegee, Alabama, a nursing school graduate, 100 years old, worked in healthcare for 4 decades. Happy 100th birthday to Bruce Ligon from Bedminster, New Jersey. Get this, Bruce recently served as the ring bearer at his grandson's wedding.
That's
really sweet. I love this sweet name. Hershey York is from Cincinnati, Ohio, an optometrist celebrating 100 years. That's quite the spectacle. He was married to the love of his life for 70 years, and they created one beautiful family. Lillian Yahima of Honolulu, Hawaii, and that's why we have the Mai Tai, is 102 years old. Celebrating her big day, Lillian danced the hula in front of hundreds of folks at the event in her honor. And finally, a very special happy 100th birthday to Ms. Gladys Blount of Newark, New Jersey. Gladys here was part of the pivotal 6888. We did a story on them.
That's right.
The only all-female, all-black Army unit sent overseas during World War II to help deliver the mail to our men and women fighting on the front lines. Gladys, thank you for your service and all you and your colleagues have done. And happy birthday.
Okay. It's coming up on Hoda and Jenna.
Don't try to thrill me. So we're going to talk. Justin Sylvester's got a big scoop on J-Lo and Ben.
Really?
It's coming up on the third hour.
Third hour, award-winning sneakers to add to your rotation from walking to running, everyday fashion. We're going to show you the top shoes.
Cheers.
All been put to the test.
That was fun.
Cheers,
guys.
Cheers.
That's your second.
Cheers to you, too.
Third hour coming up.